The latest from podnews.net. Jimmy in the Magic Pizza Shop is a little story from Dan Meisner designed to help us understand IAB compliance and podcast metrics with pizza. You'll find it linked from our show notes and from our newsletter today. A rejig of part of NPR's podcast hosting has resulted in many users not being able to download their podcasts if they run ad blockers. NPR's Stacey Goers says that the company recently transitioned ad vendors and that NPR is planning to make changes in the coming days that should solve the problem. Spreaker is now letting podcasters monetize their shows on Spotify. The company added their podcast monetization system last year. It's available to all pro users. A Million Ads has launched a new podcasting product. Studio Podcast allows advertisers to contextualize their ad creative with the name, genre, or category of the podcast, the type of device the listener is using, their location, and how many times they've heard the message already. Melbourne newspaper The Age has discovered the variable speed setting in Pocket Casts and written an article about it. On March the 29th, we reported on YouTube, seemingly allowing someone to upload other people's podcasts and put advertising on them. YouTube tells us that if the copyright owners of any podcast find that their works are posted without permission, they can make a copyright removal request. Copyright removals result in strikes for the uploading channel, and if a channel has three strikes, it'll be terminated. Anchor now lets you share Anchor podcast episodes and profiles right to a Snapchat story, which will link back directly, so anyone who sees your story can immediately listen in their preferred podcast app. Meanwhile, podcast host Pinecast has partnered with Headliner to provide Pinecast customers with one-click access to create social videos directly within their platform. Radio Days Europe covers Tom Webster's recent appearance with another guy at the event in Lausanne in Switzerland. Shout Out Live, the UK's first women's podcast festival, will be on May the 18th in Shoreditch in London. And short-form podcast platform Synth is running a podcast competition for students. In our second mention of the New York food stuff today, winners get a pizza party for the whole class. In podcasts today, we mention Stupid Genius with Emma Chamberlain, a new show from a YouTuber who has more than 15 million followers on social media. And if you get our newsletter, you'll also find a ton of jobs. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.